Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Let's talk a little college basketball. You guys want to? Jimmy Dykes joins us from the SEC Network and ESPN. Coach Dykes, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, good to talk with you. Let's start with Tennessee. Tennessee Vandy last night, we were curious to see how they would come out and how they would respond to being, frankly, hit in the face in Kentucky on Saturday. Has this team run out of gas, or are they just running through something in this grind of a college basketball season?
No, I don't think they've run out of gas. I think every team right now during this middle part of February, it's a grind mentally, physically. They're tired. You're having to win games when you're not playing your best. I think it's good for Tennessee to get knocked around a little bit. They may lose three or four more games before Selection Sunday, but it doesn't change what I see in them when they're at their best. And their best is good enough to win the national championship. And I think there's only five or six teams I can honestly say that about. Tennessee's one of them. I thought defensively they were a little more stubborn than they were in the Kentucky game. I know they were last night. I didn't get to see all of it because I had the game right after them, Kentucky.
Right.
At Missouri, but
yeah.
I still trust this Tennessee team. I don't think there's any reason for Volunteer fans to panic whatsoever. Now, their schedule is brutal. It's the toughest schedule remaining right now of anybody in the SEC, if not in the country. And that's why I say they could still lose another three or four games. They may not win the SEC regular season title, but they're still going to be one of the five or six favorites when that NCAA bracket comes out on Selection Sunday.
You said you had the Kentucky game, Coach, and then is there anything to, when you look at Tennessee, okay, maybe it's hangover after what happened to them at Rupp with how they performed against Vanderbilt, and then you saw Kentucky after an emotional, physical game in Rupp against Tennessee, and they struggled a little bit early as well. Is there anything to that, the game after a big game?
Yes, absolutely there. That's a great question. I'm sure both coaches were concerned with that going in, because just the emotions of a prime time Saturday night game day ESPN atmosphere is draining on everyone involved, whether you win or lose.
Yeah,
and it takes a while to flush that out of your system and get your energy back into your system. Kentucky struggled last night. They struggled in the second half to put away Missouri, and you watch Tennessee do the same thing against Vanderbilt, two teams that they're going to beat 9 out of 10 times. But it's just, there's nothing easy this time of the year in conference play, home or road. But I would expect both Kentucky and Tennessee to look a whole lot better on Saturday than they did last night. Just, it gives them a few more days of separation between the Tennessee-Kentucky game and getting through last night's game. Now have a day of rest today. Today's a day off for both those programs. And I think you'll see different-looking teams on Saturday.
How much does the Reed Travis injury hurt Kentucky? I've seen a couple of weeks maybe missed time thrown out for him, just as a possibility.
Yeah, I think we're all kind of waiting to see what the official word is on that. Kentucky got stranded last night and just now getting home this afternoon, so I don't think we've had an official word yet. But Kentucky has the depth to offset it for a couple of weeks, but that would be a blow to their national title hopes, because he just does things that Nick Richards and E.J. Montgomery can't do right now in terms of just a power, bullish guy, a physical dude around the rim and on the block. And defensively, he's right there with Tyler Hero and Hagen in terms of why Kentucky's so good on the defensive end. So you hope the best for the kid, because he's been a tremendous lesson in how to handle a new role, a role acceptance, and buying into a team first. So, I don't cheer for anyone, but I'm cheering for Reed Travis that he gets good news today.
Jimmy Dykes with us on 3HL. Jimmy, you had the Vanderbilt-Tennessee game in Nashville that went to overtime. How surprised are you that that group is 0-13?
Well, it can just happen. It's one of those years for them that games that they had a chance to win didn't go their way. They've lost some close ones, and once you kind of start going down that that road, it's hard to get a win, you know. And but the young talent, I really like Neesmith. I like him a lot. I think he's a terrific building block for Bryce going forward. He's got good recruits coming in, and no fan base wants to lose. I understand that. Trust me, I know these guys are paid to win. They're paid to win quickly these days, whether it's year one, two, three, or four. But it's a tough year for Vanderbilt because they are well coached. They're well prepared. Every time I'm around them, you get the feeling that they are set to win this game. It just hasn't gone their way yet, but they're going to get somebody. And every coach in the league that I talk to says, I hope it's not us, because they watch Vanderbilt play, and they're playing hard. They play a good brand of ball. They just haven't won a game yet. And they're going to sting somebody here within the next couple of weeks.
Well, that being said, how hot is Bryce Drew's seat?
I have no idea. You wouldn't be hot at all if that was me, because the guy, what is he in his year? Is it third year, fourth year?
Year two.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The Darius Garland injury. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Then anyone talking about a hot seat, I don't think has a good perspective on it. Regardless of the losing streak right now, but he's he got the NCAA his first year. I believe it's his third year. He got the NCAA his first year. They didn't make it last year. This has to be year three, correct?
Year three. Yeah. Okay, year three.
Yeah. So. You got to be patient. You know, you got to be patient with guys. Look what he's done. Look what he's done as a head coach throughout his career. You have to factor in the unfortunate injuries that he's had. He's not at a Kentucky or, you know, a Florida or a Kansas, or keep on going down the line. You just, every year you're bringing in top 50 players, and he's done that. It just hasn't worked out for him yet. So, if the seat is hot in Nashville, that would be news to me.
Coach, who's the fourth best team in the SEC?
We don't know yet. Yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question. You know, we don't know if it's Ole Miss or South Carolina. I don't know, and the league doesn't know. That's the beauty of it playing out. I do know that's an important team that finishes there, because it sets you up in the SEC tournament to play that one less game.
Right,
and I think it also magnifies the importance of finishing first. Because it's not a knock against who's going to finish fourth, but I have a pretty good idea who's going to finish one, two, and three.
Right.
If the bracket plays out truly, and in the semifinals it's one versus four and two versus three, one versus four, one has an advantage over that 2-3 game. Does that make sense?
Sure. How good is LSU? You know, you watch them, they're so long and athletic. They really hit the glass well. What do you see from them?
Yeah, I see the same thing, babe. Yeah. They look the part, man, when they walk out on the floor. I wish they had one more guard that could really shoot it. But, man, they do so many things well. That size can overwhelm you on the glass. And they get to the free throw line, you know, 24, 25 times a game. Nas Reed, he's a pro in the college game, because he's 6'10", 6'11". He's got a nice three-point shot. You have to come out on him. He's a monster inside. And Tremont Waters is, you know, he's probably not going to win the SEC Player of the Year, but he's going to finish in the top two or three in the voting. He is a really good guard.
Yeah.
You know, and he's hard to stay in front of. I mean, he gave Kentucky fits. Kentucky is team defense right now. They're as good as we have in college ball and conference play. They're holding opponents to right at 88 points per 100 possessions, and that's on pace with what Virginia's doing. But they had no answer for Tremont Waters. That tells you how good that kid is.
Anxious to see him and Bone go at it on Saturday.
Yeah, Bone. I would take Bone out of this league as my point guard if I had to start a team out of the SEC.
Would you?
A point guard.
Yeah.
I just think he's the best overall, but that will be a major part of that game in terms of who handles who best at that point guard spot.
Jimmy Dykes with us. Jimmy, I always love watching you analyze the game, and we certainly appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you very much. I'll talk to you guys down the road.
All right. At Coach Jimmy Dykes on Twitter, 615-737-1045, that LSU-Tennessee game. Interesting that he said he anticipates both both Kentucky and Tennessee playing better on Saturday. But he also said he wouldn't be surprised if Tennessee lost three or four more games.
Wow, yeah, that was...
They only have five left.
That was just a casual drop of a lot of...
Well, losses. Unless you win the SEC tournament, you'll lose one there, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was...
I think there were probably some Tennessee fans that hit a little panic mode there when they heard him say that.
Say what? How many?
I'm sorry, what?